Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into this magnificent Monday, May the 11th, 2026 edition, your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, I hope everybody had a happy and blessed Mother's Day yesterday. Vicky and I took my 90-year-old mother out on Friday, got to go see the seventh great-grandbaby on Saturday, and made it back home safely. Man, it feels so good to sleep in your own bed. But greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you'd like to get a comment into the show, please be relevant on topic to the conversation. And please don't send me any links or videos during the show. We got a little bit of a tit for tat going on in the Republican primary. Perry Johnson's campaign sued John James' campaign for saying on his campaign materials, flyers, TV ads, John James, governor. It doesn't say John James for governor, which is what technically it would have to say, because he's not the incumbent governor, current governor of the state of Michigan. Well, late on Friday, U.S. Congressman John James fired back at gubernatorial candidate Perry Johnson's claim that he violated election law for implying he's the incumbent governor and not a candidate on his campaign materials. In a court filing, James' attorney argued Johnson did the exact same thing in a mock check that was sent as part of a mailer. The check closes with the words, Perry Johnson, governor. Perry Johnson's camp filed a lawsuit about James's logo showing an American flag and helicopter, with on top of it a phrase that says John James, governor, implying that that's his current position, which it is not. Well, Robert Ayers, or Ivers, of Dickinson Wright in Ann Arbor, filing the lawsuit, said if James's logo violates Section 944, then so too does Perry Johnson, governor, violate Section 944 as well. In the 47-page court filing, Avers of Dickinson Wright in Ann Arbor stated the following: allowing one candidate to silence another through a court order would irreparably damage our democracy. We don't have a democracy, counselor. So that statement is not true. And erode public trust in our elections. What is why the courts have long held that the remedy for misleading speech or speech we don't like is simply more speech, should not and will not be enforced to be silenced, according to the filing by the attorney. Section 944 refers to MCL 168.944, which makes it a misdemeanor for candidates to claim they are an incumbent when they are not. More of this story, short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. Continuing on with this tit for tat lawsuits going back and forth between the two campaigns. Perry Johnson sued John James's campaign for using the American flag, the helicopter, with the quote over it that says, John James, Governor. Ingham County Circuit Court Judge Wanda Stokes is expected to hear arguments on Johnson's request for a temporary restraining order, 8:30 a.m. May 14th, this coming Thursday. Kind of interesting because it has been tied up in court for over 2 weeks. And normally, temporary restraining orders are heard in a timely manner. In Perry Johnson's lawsuit, it is alleged that John James violated election campaign laws by falsely implying that he's the incumbent governor by referring to himself as John James Governor. He did this in television ads, digital media, social media, and other printed campaign materials. Johnson filed the suit back on April 22nd. Well, in addition to arguing that Perry Johnson, committed the same alleged offense as James, his attorney, John James' attorney, Avers, argues that Johnson's lawsuit is not likely to succeed on the merits, in part because Michigan courts, quote, consistently reject efforts by private citizens to weaponize civil rights litigation in an attempt to enforce criminal laws against others. Avers also argues that the district court should hear the case and that the relevant statute is clearly unconstitutional because it violates First Amendment rights to free speech. However, in the new court filing, James' attorney calls Johnson a perennial political candidate who largely self-funds his campaigns, and he argued that Johnson did the same thing he claims James did before in 2024 when his campaign literature touted him as president when he was running for president against President Donald Trump back in 2024. James and Johnson campaigns and their respective supporters have challenged the other's efforts to make the Republican primary ballot. Oh, this is interesting. Remember April 21st, filing deadlines for the signatures? Well, on Thursday afternoon, an attorney representing a pro-James group called Mission Michigan filed a complaint with the Bureau of Elections alleging Johnson's petition signatures are invalid. And a longtime Southeast Michigan Republican filed a complaint challenging James' nominating petition. They got a link to this. Let's right mouse click, open a new tab, click. Who filed this? Glenn Clark did. Well, he's part of the Perry Johnson's campaign. This is interesting. I didn't see this in the story earlier this morning. Hand-delivered, an email-delivered letter to the Board of State Canvassers, Michigan Department of State, 430 West Allegan Street, Lansing, Michigan, 48918, dated May the 7th. Dear board members, on behalf of Glenn Clark, this complaint is submitted pursuant to MCL 168.552 subsection 8 and questions the validity and genuineness of signatures included on nominating petitions filed by John James on or about April 20th, 2026, seeking to qualify as a candidate for the office of Michigan governor. Glenn Clark provided a sworn statement. So we got that cooking right now. And also, John James's campaign challenging Perry Johnson's signatures. Perry Johnson, who promised his petition signatures are valid, was disqualified back in 2022 amid a fraudulent signature scandal that kept five Republican hopefuls off the ballot. Former police chief James Craig, Perry Johnson, Donna Brandenburg, Markey, and Brown. Board of Canvassers recommended that all five of them not be allowed on the ballot due to fraudulent signatures. That story we covered May 23rd, 2022. Well, in a public statement on Friday, Perry Johnson said his campaign submitted more than 29,000 signatures on April 21st. And his campaign is extremely confident that we will be on the ballot in August. Johnson added, "This weak challenge by the desperate John James campaign is total nonsense." So basically, folks, what we got going on is now, according to recent polling, the top two Republican candidates for Republican nomination for governor are suing each other over their use of their names and then the title governor without saying for governor, which implies that they're a candidate, and also challenging each other's signatures. So pretty interesting tit for tat going on in Lansing. Okay, let's go to this other story. Caught my eye this morning. Where did it go? There it is. How did it get moved over there? Freaked out about artificial intelligence taking our jobs? The question they ask, should we? According to a new poll showing Michiganders are increasingly uneasy about artificial intelligence entering the workplace, even as state officials and workforce groups push to train workers for an AI-driven economy. The survey commissioned by Progress Michigan found 92% of residents believe humans should make final workplace decisions whenever artificial intelligence is used. Another 82% said they are concerned about AI monitoring workers or setting wages, while 73% support laws that would regulate artificial intelligence in the workplace. Progress Michigan Executive Director Justin Mendoza said, artificial intelligence is finding its way into the American society, it's also finding its way in our day-to-day lives. Our social media feeds, our email accounts, it's already starting to have tremendous consequences for the workplace. that tension between fear and opportunity is increasingly shaping Michigan's workforce strategy. Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity, known as LEO, has spent the past year rolling out its AI and workforce plan. It was first announced at the Mackinac Policy Conference last year, 2025. LEO Director Susan Corbin said Michigan has expanded AI training through Michigan Works, all of their agencies, including free Google Career Certificates, which is focused on IT support, data analytics, cybersecurity, and even project management. If Michigan embraces AI and it becomes a national leader in AI strategy and workforce training, the state could see $70 billion in economic impact, along with 130,000 jobs to be created. To date, the state has invested in broadband high-speed internet, digital literacy programs, and AI-powered chatbots for the Unemployment Insurance Agency, Pure Michigan Talent Connect, and many others. However, workforce experts say that Michigan is lagging behind the national average in adopting artificial intelligence. Michigan Works Association CEO Ryan Hunt said the organization's recent report with labor analytics company Lightcast found that AI use remains concentrated, focusing mostly on sectors like finance, information technology, and professional services. While Michigan trails much of the country in its implementation, Hunt said the debate over AI generally falls into two camps: those who see it improving productivity and those who fear widespread job losses. Hunt says, "I would consider myself to be bullish on AI, but I also know that there are very interesting and strange times we find ourselves in. As a society with AI potentially having both positive and negative consequences." A recent New York Times article found Congress isn't doing much to help prepare for the workforce shock that is expected to hammer the economy as workers without training take the full brunt of the AI's impact. At the moment, AI is seen as being in an experimental phase. However, it will be actually fully implemented in the near future. It's only going to get worse before it gets better. And we need policymakers, both at the national and state levels, to do something about it. We'll wrap this story up on the other side. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider. Deliver